This afternoon we are going to think about the Psalm 9. I'll just read a few verses from this inspired hymn, an ancient song of praise. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvellous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sattest in the throne, judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them, but the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. We'll end our reading there at the verse 7. Today I want to talk to you about praising the God of justice. In the book of Psalms, there are various themes which dominate, giving character to the entire volume. One of these themes is praise. This may appear to be an obvious observation because the Psalms are essentially a songbook, and as a songbook, its chief purpose was praise and thanksgiving. That being said, the 9th Psalm is the first which begins with praise as its main theme. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvellous works. Another recurring theme of the Psalms, which has already been in view in the sacred poems leading up to the 9th, is justice. As the psalmist prayed, he frequently looked to God as the just and only true judge. Here in the 9th Psalm, these themes are interwoven beautifully like an intricate tapestry as David praises the God of justice. In the verses 1 through to 12, he praises God for intervening to provide him with justice in the past. He contemplated personal deliverance and he declared, For thou hast maintained my right and my cause, thou sattest in the throne judging right. He also considered international justice with the words, But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. These are words we require now. We look across to the Middle East, to Egypt and to Syria especially, where the suffering of thousands is beyond our understanding or empathy. Where is justice? Where is God as man behaves inhumanely to his fellow man? Yet God is on his throne. There will be justice for the perpetrators of every wrong, wherever they exist. This justice will never be complete in this world because of the unrighteousness of man. But God is righteous. Above all, David praised God for being a refuge for the oppressed. The word refuge is a wonderful word. It signifies comfort and security in a time of trouble. Justice for David did not merely mean the punishing of the wicked. It also meant security for the oppressed. Only God can be a shelter in the time of storm. Are you trusting the God of justice? We all suffer injustice. This is the very fabric of our world. But to be trusting God is always to be sure of justice. And we can only be certain of this justice because God dealt justly with our sin when Jesus Christ died for us. There is hope in a perverted and twisted world because of the sin sacrifice of Christ, because of his love and his offering for humanity. Look unto him today and be saved, and embrace the only true light which enlightens the darkness of our times. The second half of the psalm embraces the idea of praising God for future deliverance. When David penned these words, he obviously had personal trouble, but he anticipated that God would help him in the future as he assisted him in the past. Yet the reason why he desired deliverance was that he might praise God for what he had done. Praise and prayer are interwoven into this appeal for justice. He said, Have mercy upon me, O Lord, that I may show forth all thy praise. I will rejoice in thy salvation. So often we are guilty of selfishness. We want God to help us for our own sake, to gratify our desires. One of the reasons why prayer goes unanswered is because our motives are all wrong. We should desire God's help and deliverance so that we will be able to praise Him for what He has done. We have been placed upon this world to glorify and honor God as His creatures. Perhaps you today are as the lost sheep. You are without God, and in being without God, you are without hope. God has been good to you. He has given you life. He has given you many opportunities in this world. He has given you peace and prosperity. But yet you do not even take time to thank Him, let alone give your life to Him. And that signifies the fact that you are without God. You're living for self and not for Him. How tragic is that condition? You will never know justice. You will never experience refuge. You will never have a God to lean upon in days of trouble. And you will certainly not have peace when you breathe your last. And when you enter eternity, because you've spent your life living for self. And God is not part of your vocabulary. What are you to do? How can this situation be remedied? You need to pray for mercy. Have mercy upon me, O God, the psalmist said. And when you experience mercy, your relationship with God will be corrected and you will be able to trust the God of refuge. And you will be able to engage in that which you were made for and that which God programmed you for, the glory and praise of the Almighty God. For man can only be happy when he lives to serve his Maker. Please consider these remarks. Look to Christ and look to God and look to the only one who can give us justice in an unjust world. I thank you so much for listening.